Hello everybody, in today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 132. We continue in the Shir HaMaalos chapters. This chapter has 18 psukim in it. The background of the perek is as follows. This perek corresponds to what happened with David at the end of Sefer Shmuel. In order to stop a plague that was happening, God HaNavi instructed David to purchase Har HaMoriah from a man named Arovna HaYavusi. After David had purchased Har HaMoriah from Arovna, David built an altar and started to bring korbanos to Hashem. After David brought korbanos, the plague stopped and the people were saved. Although it's not mentioned at the end of Sefer Shmuel, in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek 21, it says, after David brought the land, he explicitly stated, "This is the house of God and this is the Mizbeach for the Jewish nation." Up until that very moment, the exact spot of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't known. Although David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted Hashem to consider his thoughts as if it were his actions. Now for the perek summary. The author opens this perek by talking about David's intense desire and devotion to find a home for God to rest in. Growing up in Ephrat, David heard from the elders, God would one day choose a home for himself. This way mankind will be able to come and serve him there. The chapter moves on to quote several psukim that overlap Divrei HaYomim Beis Perek 6 that Shlomo said at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem to enter his place of rest while inviting the Kohanim to dance and be happy in front of the Aron. The author reiterates Hashem swore to David the kingship will stay in his family and move on to his son Shlomo. The last part of the Perek affirms how Hashem chose Tzion for his resting spot. This spot was revealed to David. This is the spot David brought from Arovna HaYavusi. Mashiach will come from the house of David forever and forever. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 13 it says, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshav lo. For God has chosen Tzion, he has desired it for his seat. It's important to speak about this as I feel there's no end to how much we need to connect to Eretz Yisrael. One time Reb Nosson asked Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, when you speak about Eretz Yisrael, what part of Eretz Yisrael are you referring to? Rabbi Nachman replied, the rocks, meaning we have to have emunah, even the physical rocks of Eretz Yisrael are somehow different than the rocks in the rest of the world. This is why Avram Avinu spent his entire life searching for Hamakom, the place, this place where the divine intersects with this world. This is the same place David most deeply desired to worship from and find. The Ramchal in Sefer Mishkanei Elyon explains, the Makom HaMikdash, which is the place David bought off Arovna, is the umbilical cord of creation. The entire world receives its sustenance from the Makom HaMikdash. It's the place where all the spiritual worlds intersect with each other like a superhighway to enter into this world. This is the reason why the world was created from this spot, which contains the Eved Shesia, because it's precisely from that spot the creation of the world took place and all of divinity continues to enter into our world from. Let us merit to make our lives like a mini Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, for us to feel the closeness of God, and more importantly, never give up the search to find that place inside of ourselves. Stay tuned to our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim, Perek 133. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.